Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Aunty Grace Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamualaikum Aunty Grace, how are you?
Waalaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we all well, shukar with your duas.
Alhamdulillah. Well, a bumper pack program coming your way this lovely Thursday morning. Well, today is Syria Day on Radio Islam, and we dedicate a day which may never be enough, but a day would be a lifetime in Syria. So we're going to commence with a sister who shares the experience, basically lessons learned from her journey to Syria a few years ago, and it's like, you know, she wrote it as an alternative to read therapy. She wrote this literary therapy. Thereafter, we go on to the homemaking segment, and Sister Seda will be telling us about her newly launched draw liners that is reusable and also khokha free. More about that later on in the program. And then we've also got Sister Shireen Sitar will be telling us more about the Dignity Dreams Drive for Syria campaign. And it's Sister for Sister, and you're going to be telling us all about the this campaign, and that's part of the Syria Day as well. And then in the cooking segment, Kecha, what can we look forward to today?
Today we're having Syrian cuisine recipes. So we're having a lamb kofta, a hummus, a paid, and a fattoush salad. So it's all basically Syrian type of recipes we're sharing.
Okay, lovely. We can look forward to that later on in the program. Well, let's commence today's program with a lovely note. One of my friends had actually written on her trip to Syria a good few years back. And she says, aftermath, days turned to weeks and weeks into months since our return from Turkey, Syria. Will life ever be the same? Did my mind leave Syria with me, or is it still there? Can I be normal again? No, how can it? How can we go back to spending and wasting? Our mothers and sisters are suffering unimaginable pain and displacement. Sleep eludes me, and mundane things send my mind flying to my sister's flight at similar events. Visiting the bathroom at 2 a.m. makes me wonder at her difficulty to do the same in a refugee camp. Wondering what to cook for my family saddens me to think she doesn't have that luxury. Luxury she once also enjoyed. Taking a hot shower and conditioning my hair leaves me guilty of such pleasures. I found myself getting angry with my children's unnecessary demands, constantly lecturing them about the children I met who had nothing. Attending a nikah and walima left me bereft with grief at the loss and violation of my young sisters' lives in Syria and the sacrifice the young men are making, denying themselves the joys of nikah for the reward of shahada. Did I think my trip would have such an effect on me? No, I never thought of anyone as constantly as I think of my sisters now. I went about life knowing about the wars and natural disasters around the world, but never did it hit so close to reality. Was it complacency, or is it just out of sight, out of mind? It's weeks since our return, and I ask myself, what have I done? I know their flight. What am I doing about it? Why is this feeling of helplessness engulfing me? Why am I not putting this emotion into action? Is it depression? Or is it the usual shaitani thought that says it's too much for one person to change? But then I conscientiously rip myself from these waswasa and focus on using these feelings positively. How great is my Allah that even through difficulty we can find ease. How beautiful is this deen that answers my bleeding heart with answers to endless difficult moments. I turn this pain into power, subhanAllah. Every blessing that I enjoy, I use it as a chance to give thanks to Allah for these ni'mats. With every request from my children, I feel blessed that I am able to fulfill them and also educate them in adopting simplicity and staying away from wastefulness. In the presence of family and joys of family functions, I am eternally grateful for the love and unity we share. And in every moment, I am constantly making dua for the families I left behind. Alhamdulillah, for undoubtedly the best gift you can give someone is your du'as and your concern for them. I'm determined to make positive changes in my life that I've been putting off. I want to be the change I want to see. Inshallah, I want to paint a picture of my family in Sham for others to see and want to be a part of. We have to unite for one purpose alone. We are an ummah in emotional and financial need for each other. We are the heart that makes dua, the hands that work towards their aid, the feet that stand in salah, begging of Allah's mercy and assistance. We are the mind that make positive and concerted efforts to bring change in our lives. We need to go back to the basics of deen, iman and akhlaq. We need to go back to the Quran and hadith to find the answers to solutions for the ummah, inshallah, back to the glory days of Islam. We are after all the best of creation, so let us live up to that title, inshallah, ameen. What a beautiful she wrote, you know,
really,
and
nice.
I think a good few years she actually went to Turkey and Syria, and it was basically her experience. You know, what she's actually talking from her heart. Yes. Well, today is Syria Day on Radio Islam. Let's go for a short break. We're going to be joined by Sister Seda, and she's going to be telling us about the soul draw liners that she actually launched. It's also reusable and khafri. So more to hear about that later on. I mean, after the show, after a very short break. Stay tuned. Well, you've actually heard that ad of Sister Seda Hassan, and she's talking about draw liners. And I think draw liners have two main purposes. The first purpose for a draw liner is that it keeps your possessions free of the dust bits that accumulate in drawer bottoms. And the second purpose is that it protects your drawers from spills. So a very nice initiative that she's basically launched. But to tell us more, let's join Sister Seda Hassan. Assalamu alaikum, Seda. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum to all your listeners.
Wa alaikum salam. And jazakallah for joining us, Seda.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Seda, you've just launched this drawer liners. Tell us more about it.
Okay. It's drawer liners for all your cupboards, bedroom, vanity units in the bathroom, and kitchen units. It protects your shelf and has a nice finishy look. It's a durable PVC used in gauges, that is the thickness of the material. And it's a very nice thing because I've been looking for drawer liners all over,
mm-hmm.
and I could never find it. And all of a sudden, I got through to one of the companies that does the material, and I took it off from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lovely. Now, why would you say drawer liners must be used?
Because it protects your shelf and has a nice finishy look,
mm-hmm.
and it protects, you know, dust settling down on your clothes and your tissues and things like that.
Okay. Now, what type of material is used in this drawer liners that you actually made up?
Durable PVC is used.
Okay. And what sizes and colors are the liners?
Standard sizes for ready-fitted cupboards. Liners can be cut to size for custom-built drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Colors for vanity units is white and powder blue. Bedroom drawers is green, brown, white, pink, and medium blue. Kitchen drawers, it is a self-patterned creamy beigey brown that complements all wood, and it is reversible.
Okay, lovely. Now, this drawer liner, Sister Seda, how long would it last?
It lasts a good few years.
Mm-hmm.
Provided you look after it, you know, just a quick wipe or just a soak in cold water with a dishwasher.
Okay, so basically it's reusable.
It is. It's reusable for a couple of years.
Okay, and it's khokha free as well.
It is.
Okay, and I think that's what most the sisters out there probably will be looking for, something like this. Very durable, it's reusable, and it's also khokha free, like free from cockroaches and different types of moths and insects. And also, what made you come up with an idea of this, Sister Seda?
Because I was looking for drawer liners,
mm-hmm.
and I could never find an appropriate drawer liner
mm-hmm.
for all my drawers, my kitchens and my bedroom cupboards. And, you know, I looked around, and all of a sudden I found this material, and it was the exact thing that I was looking for.
Okay.
And that is how I took it up.
Okay, alhamdulillah, mashallah, on your initiative. Something, you know, that's going to be used every day in our homes, whether it's our kitchen cupboards, bathroom cupboards, bedroom cupboards, linen cupboards, and even your dining room cupboards. Like you say, it's very reusable, and it's chokha-free as well. And, you know, in the olden times, you actually used to use this lino, newspapers, yes. tapete, and things like that, and put that onto our, use it as a drawer liner. But alhamdulillah, you've actually launched a lovely product for a reusable drawer liner. It's also, like I said, chokha-free as well. So, you know, Allah grant you barakah in this new launch of yours as well. And your contact details for the listeners as well, Sister Seda?
It's 082-716-4534 or my email, hassanseda@gmail.com.
Okay. Jazakallah so much for this information that you provided us with. And inshallah, this launch of yours goes off very, very well. Inshallah, Ameen.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Sister Seda.
Jazakallah for having me on your show.
Ameen, my pleasure. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Sister Shireen Sitar. And she'll be telling us more about the Dignity Dreams Drive for Syria campaign, Sister for Sister, reaching out. Stay tuned. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, the great day is certainly a bumper back program today, alhamdulillah. A lovely day on Syria Day as well. Let's now cross over to Sister Shireen Sitar, and she is part of the Sister for Sister Reaching Out campaign, and they actually also initiated this, the campaign Dignity Dreams Drive for Syria. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Shireen, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sasama Ara and you.
Alhamdulillah, and you. Well, a very great initiative you actually launched with your fellow sisters out there. Tell us all about the Dignity Dreams Drive for Syria.
Jesus Amara, it actually started when Kari Ziad Patelim came back from Syria. His wife had a talk at the Ridgeway Masjid. Me and Sister Barbie White, we attended it, and she gave us a whole lot of clips that she was showing us, all right? And alhamdulillah, and as the, I see it, look at all the tents that was put up there, my mind just went to, ya Rabbi, I can give dignity back to those women in Syria. And I was, 2 months ago, a lady by the name Muniba Bayat introduces Dignity Pay to us. And then already it was only Syria, because I've been doing Syria for, alhamdulillah, for the last 4 years. The hygiene packs. But this year, alhamdulillah, they didn't let it go through. But then this pad came in, the sanitary pad. And I said, ya Rabbi, this is what my sisters need. And that's where the whole Syrian drive started. It's a washable, reusable pad that can last them up to 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
And very easy to maintain. A little bit of soap, a little bit of rinsing water in salt, and alhamdulillah, we gave somebody their dignity back. And what came to mind also, all the organizations have to sponsor sanitary pads to all the camps.
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, by each woman, each Palik girl, each mother have a pack at hand. It gives her dignity back. You know, it and it just went and it went. I eat Syria, I sleep Syria. And when this dignity paid came, I said, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the greatest.
Absolutely.
There and there, I stood up and I pledged 1,000. Alhamdulillah, with the help of the community, I reached, my target was 1,000, I reached 500. But I still have yakin, I still make dua that inshallah I will reach my target by end of December, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen, ameen. Now, Sister for Sister Reaching Out is the name of the campaign. Who came up with the idea?
It's my sister in Islam, Babi Vaid, and myself. We don't belong to no organization, Sister Amara. We only where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feel we need it, there's where we go.
Okay.
But we actually sat together and we came up with this name, all right? And alhamdulillah, with this, the contributions, it just poured in, okay? But as I said, we still need our brothers, our sisters to open their hearts and their wallets, inshallah, because this is one dream that, for me and for you as a woman, if it reaches Syria, inshallah, then only I will say, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need much more.
Absolutely.
Okay? But we pledge 1,000 for now.
Okay.
But on ground floor in South Africa, 40,000 has been distributed to underprivileged, to the Darul Uloom, Fatal Ilum, the schools where girls cannot afford every month, and they stay out of school because of not having a sanitary pad.
Right, yes. Okay. Now, just a bit more about those reusable sanitary towels. How do they come in? How are they packed?
They come into a beautiful little bag, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A bag. Inshallah, I am going to send for you one because I'm explaining to you. You close your eyes, but you can't imagine what it looks like. So inshallah, I will get one back to you. It comes in a little bag, beautifully bag, with only 6 sanitary pads. It's SABS approved, 40 milliliters of water it can hold. It's washable, reusable. And all you need is a little bit of soap and then a little bit of clean water, a pinch of salt, and you rinse it and it's ready for your next use.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy dry. The colors we put in there is also beautiful. So the girls, women, mothers, they mustn't feel like the old-fashioned type, all right?
Yes, yes.
And alhamdulillah, and in the bag itself comes a manual how to maintain your sanitary pad. And it comes with a little bag. If you're at a shopping mall or school and you have to change, you can put your dirty sanitary pad into that till you get home.
All right. Now, how has the response been thus far?
Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You really, I can only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
I can, and it's not only women, alhamdulillah, men also. Somehow or the other, they must have heard, they must have read it somewhere, or what Allah knows best, all right? But alhamdulillah, it also brought so much of joy to my heart to see that men also partake in it.
Yes. Now, Sister Shireen, what message do you have for the listeners out there regarding this campaign?
All I can ask our listeners is really to look deep, deep into their hearts, in their pockets, because I can't do it alone, Sister Amara. I need a community. I need my brothers. I need my sisters. And as they say, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send me a guardian angel to really make this project a success.
Inshallah, ameen. And I'm sure many listeners out there will be able to assist you with this campaign.
Inshallah,
indeed,
inshallah.
It is very, very rewarding as well. And it's for our mothers and young girls out there in Syria. And your contact details for the listeners, Sister Shireen?
It's Shireen Sitar.
27 769 570 786. Okay.
And my sister in Islam, Sister Barbie Vaid, +27
726 202
841.
Okay. Jazakallah so much, Sister Shireen, for sharing some information on the Dignity Dreams Drive for Syria campaign.
And it was really a pleasure, Sister Amara, just for giving us the opportunity to speak about it and let it go out there.
Always our pleasure. Allah reward you in abundance.
Inshallah.
Make this drive a success. Ameen.
Ameen.
Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So come on, listeners, let's sponsor this sister. What a great initiative.
Yes.
It's for our mothers and sisters out there in Syria. It's a sponsor pack of 6 pairs for only 150 days that will last them for 5 years. And it's reusable sanitary pads. And you can actually contact the sister on 076-957-0786. And I will leave the contact details with Sister Faiza and if you wish to contact her as well. Well, let's now go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to go on to the cooking segment of the program, and today it's Syrian cuisine. And we're also going to be sharing with you some lovely recipes. Dikreja, what recipes again?
It's again the lamb kofta, hummus, a paid and a fattoush salad.
And also telling you more about the types of foods the Syrians consume and the spices that they actually use in their cooking. So stay tuned.
A day may never be enough, but a day could be a lifetime in Syria. Syria Day, this Thursday, all day on Radio Islam International.
The oppressor should be Allah's victory.
حب بيض الله قلبي.
today is Syria Day on Radio Islam, and we dedicate a day which may never be enough, but a day would be a lifetime in Syria. Now we go on to the cooking segment, and we're talking about Syrian cuisine today. And you know, if you look at Antikaricha, it's like Syrian cuisine includes dishes like kibbeh, kebab, hummus, fattoush, labneh, shawarmas, and falafels, and they're very bland type of food, yes. And even if they use like a spice, they call it baharat, and it's actually made up of more ingredients, and that in basically includes like cloves, coriander, cumin, dried chilies, cinnamon, garlic, yes, a very bland type of food as well. Yeah. And also, they actually like to have actually messy platters as well.
Yes, yes.
And they say there is a 7-spice mix available in the Middle Eastern grocery shops. It is a combination of spices commonly used in Arabic cooking, although the proportions vary by country and even by household. The basic ingredients remain the same: ground black pepper, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, ilachi, cumin, that's your jeera, coriander, the chatana. And some cooks add paprika, ginger, or white pepper. Syrian substitute ground allspice seeds for these similarly flavored cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg.
Okay.
So they basically, even if you look at the sweet dishes that they use, is baklava. Then the drinks, they actually like the coffee, they like the mint tea as well.
Yes, yes.
And the different types of baklava, different types of bread as well.
Too many different types.
Yes, they also use nutmeg, they use turmeric as well in their foods. And like I said, they use a thing is called like sumac.
Sumac, yes.
Sumac is a sour, and is sometimes substituted for lemons in recipes as well. And then they also use aniseed and caraway. So that's basically what they actually use in their dishes. Very, very bland dishes as well.
Yes,
so today we're actually going to start off with the lamb kofta.
Yes.
Very much received by the people in Syria. It's basically a Middle Eastern recipe.
Yes, it is. It is more. It's very similar. The Middle Eastern and Syrian is very, very similar in with the food, like, you know.
Yes. So let's start off with the lamb kofta recipe.
Okay. For the lamb kofta recipe, you need 500 grams of mince, 1 onion chopped, 2 teaspoons of ground garlic, 1/4 teaspoon cloves, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon the paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera, 1/2 teaspoon dana, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon of grated lemon rind, 1/4 cup of pine nuts chopped, and 1/2 cup of parsley chopped. For the method, you measure mix everything together, and thereafter you refrigerate for about 30 minutes. Roll the mixture into ovals, put on a skewer and in a Pyrex dish, grill in oven till done. You serve it with hummus and paid or garlic naan.
Lovely recipe. Mm. So for the lamb kofta, you will require 500 grams of mutton mince. Remember, it's mutton mince, that's why it's actually called a lamb kofta,
yes.
Right? 1 onion chopped, 2 teaspoons ground garlic, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 teaspoon jeera, sorry, not 1/4 teaspoon jeera, 1/2 teaspoon jeera, 1/2 teaspoon dana, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon grated lemon rind, 1/4 cup pine nuts chopped, and 1/2 cup parsley chopped. Now you measure mix everything together, and thereafter leave in the fridge for 30 minutes. Roll mixture into ovals, put on a skewer and in a Pyrex dish, grill in an oven till done, serve with hummus and pied or garlic naan. Now, Antikaricha, I know you mentioned the spices, basically all the spices that they use,
that we just
mentioned earlier.
Yes.
The cloves, the nutmeg, paprika, jeera, dana, salt. But I suppose if you want something a bit more spicy, you can add your green chilies.
Did you notice that it doesn't have any, the recipe doesn't call for green chilies.
But
if you want to.
Pine nuts as well.
Yes. That is also one of the nuts that they use a lot in the Middle Eastern.
And also, you know, they use a lot of olive oil.
Olive oil, yes.
Olives oil, olives,
yes.
Different types of cheeses.
Cheeses, the feta, all the different types of cheeses, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to make up this mixture, and you're going to roll mixture into ovals, then you're going to put in a skewer.
Yes.
In the Pyrex dish, and you grill it in the oven.
You can put it on the coals also if you want to. It also comes out very nice.
Very nice, okay. Mm-hmm. Now we go on to the hummus recipe.
Okay, for the hummus recipe, it's 1 tin of chickpeas, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon ground jeera, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of dill, that's your sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1/4 cup of thick yogurt, and 1 tablespoon of fresh dhana. You braise your onions with oil, jeera, and garlic, stirring till soft and leave to cool. Blend or process everything together until smooth. You spoon into a bowl and drizzle it with olive oil if desired.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple, but it's a nice
recipe. A nice recipe. Mm-hmm. So for the hummus recipe, it's 1 tin chickpeas. And the tin of chickpeas can be purchased at your local superstore.
Yes, they have it everywhere.
1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 onion chopped. 2 cloves garlic. 1 teaspoon of ground jeera. 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon dill, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1/4 cup thick yogurt, and 1 tablespoon fresh dhana. Braise onions with oil, jeera, and garlic, stirring till soft and leave to cool. Blend or process everything together until smooth. Spoon into a bowl and drizzle olive oil if desired. Now, chickpeas is basically the chana.
Yes.
So here you've got a ready-made chana of chana.
Already. It's so simple very because easy. Everything is ready. Like, you know, the chickpeas is soft already.
It's quite tasty.
Very nice.
Okay. Next recipe on the page, it's called a pie recipe.
It's called a pie recipe.
It's a pie. It's a pie.
P-I-D-E.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. a bread. It's a bread that they also serve in the Middle East. So the recipe goes as this. 4 cups of flour. 1 packet of yeast, 2 teaspoons of salt, and 1/2 cup of olive oil. You make your dough with warm water, leave to rise. Once it's risen, you punch down, form balls, and roll each one in an oval shape. Put on baking tray, make indents with fingertips, brush with oil, and sprinkle till and bake for about 8 minutes or until lightly brown. It's such a nice recipe. It's so simple, but it's so tasty.
Perfect for weather like this.
Yes.
Some little rice quickly.
Yes.
Okay. So for the pie recipe, it's 4 cups flour, 1 packet instant yeast. Now the packet of instant yeast is a 10-gram packet.
Okay.
2 teaspoons salt and 1/2 cup olive oil. Make dough with warm water. Leave to rise. Once risen, punch down. Form balls and roll each one in an oval shape. Put on baking tray. Make indents with fingertips. Brush with oil and sprinkle with dough. Bake for about 8 minutes or until lightly brown. Now, you know what I also seen with a spied? They actually make it into an oval shape. And then they bake the whole thing. And then they actually put a filling in the middle.
You can do that also.
I seen it in Durban.
Okay.
At one of the restaurants in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to mention the name now. They actually made the pie and they put a filling in the middle and they put cheese and they put it back in the oven. Oh, that's actually very tasty.
Tasty.
Very tasty.
Simple. You can do lots with it, actually.
Yes.
Actually.
Now we go on to the fattoush salad.
Yeah. For the fattoush salad, you need 2 large pita breads, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 clove of garlic, 1/4 cup of feta cheese chopped, 2 small cucumbers thinly sliced, 4 baby tomatoes quartered, 1 small red pepper chopped, fresh mint and parsley chopped. You brush your pitas with olive oil and garlic, toast in your oven till it's crispy, You break the bread into pieces and top on a serving plate. Then you mix your cucumber, your tomato, your pepper, your feta and herbs in a bowl. You throw over pitas and pour over a dressing. Now for the dressing, it's salt, pepper, jiru, paprika, garlic, olive oil, lemon juice. You mix all this together and you pour it over your salad. Very nice and tasty.
Okay, let's repeat the fattoush salad. It's 2 large pita breads, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 clove garlic, 1/4 cup feta cheese chopped, 2 small cucumbers thinly sliced, 4 baby tomatoes quartered, 1 small red pepper chopped, fresh mint and parsley chopped. Brush pita with olive oil and garlic, toast in oven until crispy. Break bread into pieces and top on serving plate. Mix cucumber, tomato, pepper, feta and herbs in a bowl. Throw over pitas and pour over dressing. Now for the dressing, you take some salt, you suck some pepper, jiru, paprika, garlic, olive oil, lemon juice and you mix together. Well, that was actually today's recipes. We shared with you Syrian cuisine recipes, lamb kofta, hummus, pied fattoush salad with a dressing. Now, all these recipes are on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to any of the, to access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be having an open line question and answer. I think we're just in the studio. We have got a good few minutes to spare. So you can call in with any of your cooking or baking questions or concerns. Auntie Greja is an expert and she will be able to answer your questions. 011-854-1548. I'm going to ask the engineer to open the lines. You can also SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Well, we've got a good few minutes before we actually wrap up today's program. So I told my engineer to open the lines for any of your cooking or baking questions or concerns. And Greja is an expert in the studio and inshallah she will be able to assist you. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. Well, what a question here, Auntie Greja. She says, my domestic ironed a formal trouser without using a cloth to press and now the trouser has a shine. Is there any way to get rid of the shine?
Mm.
Maybe the listeners can basically assist this listener.
Yes,
okay. She says, repeat it again. My domestic ironed a formal trouser without using a cloth to press and now the trouser has a shine. Is there any way to get rid of the shine?
Mm.
Interesting. But inshallah, I'm sure one of the listeners will be
somebody
able to come up with
point,
a solution to that. Then, Auntie Greja, how do you keep lettuce fresh when you're making crispy, when you're making salad?
Well, I normally put it in a lettuce crisper and I put ice in the water.
Okay.
And you won't believe how nice the lettuce gets crispy. And then obviously you spun dry it and then you use it.
Okay.
Because I make a lot of salads, and
yes.
So this is how I normally do it.
Okay.
You just break the leaves off, put the water in there and put lots of ice. And it crisps very quickly and very nicely.
Okay.
And then you just take it and put it in a salad spinner and you spin it.
Okay. Can you use ice cold water?
Yes, you can use either ice cold water or ice, doesn't matter, because it has to be cold.
Okay.
Then only it crisps.
Also, you know what comes to mind, when you're making a salad also, like I know if you're going to put cucumbers and you're going to put onions, now onions and cucumbers retain a lot of
water. Yes, they do.
Okay. Let's take our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah. Sister Mara, I want to pledge 4,000 rand to Syria.
Okay,
but I need the bank details of this lady who was on air about Syria campaign.
Okay, sister, can you do me a favor? Give me your number. Okay, you leave your number with the engineer. I will contact you and I will give you the sister's contact details as well.
You contact me what time? Because I'm going out now, but I'll be back after 12.
Okay, no problem, sister. Please leave your contact details with the engineer. I will contact you after the program.
Jazakallah
so much, sister. Allah reward you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
See what a good response.
What a very good response. Alhamdulillah.
Our people are quite generous, inshallah.
Absolutely, yes.
Them.
Okay. We were talking about the onions and the cucumbers, a retainer of water. Yeah. So, is it, I'm sure it would be better to actually, how would you treat it? Okay. I don't think we're going to get a chance to answer the questions, but never mind. Let's
caller.
Answer our question, our listeners' question.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Hello, and you're calling us from, sister?
Joburg, from Joburg.
Okay, yes, sister, how can we help you?
I just wanted to know if Khadija has a nice falafel recipe.
Auntie Khadija, do you have a nice falafel recipe?
Yes, I do have it, but it's not here. I got it at home. You can phone me at home.
Okay, I'm going to give you Auntie Khadija's number, 011.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
Right,
852 4026. Okay,
do you know
what time can she call you?
She can call me after the show, it's fine.
After the program, say about half past 7, quarter to 12.
Okay.
Jazakallah, sister. Assalamu alaikum. The falafel is also Syrian,
yes.
Middle Eastern.
Actually,
one.
It is, and it really is very tasty also.
Okay. We can actually maybe put in one more caller.
Okay,
one more caller, and then we're going to have to wrap up today's program. So once again, okay, very quick question that comes through here, Auntie Khadija, is when you're making akhni, okay, why does the rice go soft? Is your sauce too much?
Probably she's putting too much of water in the rice mixture. Because what happens, again, depending what type of akhni she's making, you get the akhni with the boiled rice, and you get the akhni with which you put raw in the food.
Okay.
So, really, I don't know. She can phone me, and I can assist her there also. Again.
Okay, like, and depends now. If you look at the Mehman akhni now,
yes,
you're going to actually don't boil the rice.
No, they put it raw in.
Raw in.
You see, the minute you put the chicken and the rice in, there must be just enough water to cover it and not more than that.
Okay.
And then you keep on stirring it, and if you feel the rice isn't totally cooked, then you add a little bit, not too much of water, because maybe that's where her problem is.
Okay.
She's adding a bit of too much of water so the rice goes up.
Okay. Then Sister Rashida from World Bank, also a very dear friend of mine, she says, my helper said you must put a cloth over the trousers and you can actually have to take away the shine.
Yes. But the lady said...
Okay. Let's go to our last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Sister Mala?
Alhamdulillah. Rashida, how are you? Long time no year.
Yeah. Nice to hear you too. How are you? Okay.
Alhamdulillah, Rashida.
Yeah, this shine on the trouser, you can put lemon juice.
Lemon juice, okay.
It's excellent. It's excellent.
Okay, so that actually helps us loosen out. Lemon juice.
Yeah. You don't take it off completely one time, but you've got to use it several times.
Okay. Because she says it's a very formal paint, you know. So inshallah, it will work.
Yeah, it will definitely work.
Okay. Jazakallah, Auntie Rashida.
Okay, ma.
You keep well. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, what a lovely program. And
Auntie
Rashida came to the rescue, lemon juice.
Which we didn't
and
know.
And another Auntie Rashida from Wood Bank says she must iron the paints with, put a cloth over.
Yes.
Okay. And then we put another message here. This one says, Salams, Jazakallah, for a very informative program. Please can you help me? I've made a red chutney for savories about a month ago. It has become runny. What can I add to it to get it to the right consistency? I'm making this chutney for years. Jazakallah, for help.
Maybe she should add a bit of tomato sauce in again.
Tomato sauce,
yes. It might thicken it up a bit.
Indeed, yes. Okay, we've come to the end of a lovely, very, very informative program, a pumper-packed program this Syria Day on Radio Islam. Jazakallah to my guests as well, and jazakallah to the listeners as well. And we'll inshallah back with you next week.
Inshallah.
Well, from Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and myself, Sister Amara, and my engineer, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.